My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches. In Perek Yud Zayin, we talked about how David could not build the Beis HaMikdash because there were still battles to be fought. Perek Yud Ches begins with these battles and the spoils that David set aside to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. The Perek ends with David further solidifying his rule and organizing his staff. Our Perek begins, Vayhi acharei chein, and it was afterwards. And it was afterwards means that what comes next is connected to what came before. Malbim in Shmuel Beis Perek Ches, which is the parallel to our Perek, explains, Vayhi acharei chein, hodiyo Hashem al yidei hanavi, ki lo hu yivneh habayis, basher od lo nechorsu aivav mipanav. After Hashem informed him through the prophet that he would not build the Beis HaMikdash, because his enemies had not yet been eradicated. Ra'a ki ratzon Hashem shelo yanuach adayin mimelchama, l'chein yatzah levakesh esayvav ulatager bahem melchama ba'artzam. He realized that it was the will of Hashem that he not yet rest from war, and therefore he went out to seek his enemies and wage war against them in their own land. B'tachas sha'ara ta ba'u aplishtim el artzov lo hechniyam, Atahalach el artzam behechniam. Until now, the Philistines had come into his land to attack Israel, and he had not yet subdued them entirely. So he went into their land now offensively and subdued them and took a section of their territory. Following David's victory against the Philistines, he goes to battle with the Moabites, who become servants and taxpayers to him. From there, he heads north towards Nahar Pras, the Euphrates River, which is often described as one of the northern borders of the lands of Israel. As David heads north, he encounters Hadadezer, who is on his way to do battle with Tou, the king of Hamas. David defeats Hadadezer, and Tou, who was an enemy of Hadadezer, who was about to be attacked, gratefully reaches out in friendship with gifts of gold, silver, and copper vessels. These vessels, along with the medals that David got as spoils in all the other battles he fought, were all set aside to be used in the building of the Beis HaMikdash and its vessels. So we see that while David did not build the Beis HaMikdash himself, the Beis HaMikdash is a running theme in Divrei Hayamim, with David fighting the battles required for the requisite peace and setting aside resources to be used by his son Shlomo. From the war with Hadadezer, David captures 1,000 chariots, which is presumably 4,000 horses. Pasuk Gimel tells us, Ve'aker David es kol harechav, va'yosar mimenu me'arechav. David hamstrung all of the chariot horses, except for enough horses to use with 100 chariots. What does it mean to hamstring an animal? To hamstring an animal is literally to cut its hamstrings, to sever the large tendon at the back of the knee on the hind legs. This cripples the animal and makes it not able to walk very well and certainly not useful for war. There is one other example of hamstringing mentioned in Tamnach in Yehoshua Perek Yud Aleph. When Yehoshua faces an attack from a coalition of northern cities, Hashem tells him, don't be afraid, I'll deliver them into your hands. And your instructions are, Ve'asusehem taker, ve'asmakrivosehem tisrof ba'ish. You should hamstring their horses and burn their chariots. Why injure the animals in this way? Malbim in Yehoshua explains, Laval yivtuchu Yisrael alehem b'melcham tam. Malbim cites two reasons. One, so that Israel would not rely on them in war, forgetting that their strength comes from Hashem and not from horses. Additionally, the king has a special prohibition that he is not allowed to own too many horses. And the reason given for that prohibition in Sefer Devarim is so that the people will not be traveling back and forth to Egypt. Hashem doesn't want us going back to Egypt, and apparently Egypt is where the horses are bred. Radak here explains, Ve'aker David, and David hamstrung, Lefishahu asur lo laharbo sus, because he himself is not allowed to own too many horses. V'lo hemisam ki asur lahashchis davar nivra derech hashchasa, And he didn't just kill them all, because you're not allowed to destroy things for no reason. Radak continues, V'karam k'day shelo yikhu mehem anshei chayel. David crippled them as opposed to just leaving them alone so that they would not be useful to the enemy and so that his own military men would not take them. The Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Mem Zayin says, Lo begvuras hasos yachpats, lo beshukei ha'ish yirtza. This is at the end of Tehillim, and it's a Pasuk we say in Psukei Dezimra in our morning davening every day. The might of the horse Hashem does not desire, the thighs of man he does not favor. Rotzeh Hashem es yireav, es hamiachlem lachasto. Hashem favors those who fear him, those who await his kindness. And thus it isn't appropriate to be amassing a huge army of chariots and horses. The Pesukim tell us that the Arameans of Dar-Mesek, came to help Hadarezer, the king of Tzova, and David defeated them as well. Perek Yud Beis describes a war fought by Avishai, one of David's commanders. Avishai defeats Edom in a place called Gemelach, the Valley of Salt, and 18,000 were killed there. This war, or a related war, is recounted in Shmuel and in Tehillim with some differences. Tehillim Samach refers to a song to David, Bahatsoso es Aram Naarayim ves Aram Tsova, when he set fire to these Aramean cities, Vayashav Yoav, and Yoav returns. Yoav is a brother of Avishai, they're both sons of Tsruya. Yoav returns, Vayachas Edom b'Gei Melach, and he defeated Edom in Gei Melach, the Valley of Salt. 12,000 and 12,000 are killed. So here the battle is in Gei Melach, but it's attributed to Yoav, not Avishai, and refers to 12,000, not 18,000 being killed. In Shmuel, the pasuk reads, Vayas David Shem b'shuvo b'hakoso es Aram b'gei melech shmona sar elef. Here, the war is not with the Edomites, but with the Arameans, and is now attributed to David, not Yoav and not Avishai, and 18,000, the same number as Devar Yamim, are killed. Rashi says that the war described in Tehillim, which is attributed to Yoav against Edom, in which 12,000 were killed, and the war in Shmuel attributed to David against Aram, in which 18,000 were killed, were two different wars that both took place in Gei Melach. The wars in Shmuel and Devar Hayamim are the same war against Edom. One is attributed to David and the other to Avishai, but Avishai is David's commander, so that's fine. That's the same war. Radak assumes that all three wars were the same and explains as follows. The war against Edom was waged at the same time as the one against Aram. A total of 18,000 killed comes from both nations. The initial campaign was led by Avishai, and he killed 6,000. Subsequently, Yoav took over and killed another 12,000. Devar Hayamim attributes the total to Avishai because he began the battle. So it's just an example of how different details and the different svarim can be reconciled. Our perek concludes David's battles with the same expression repeated twice in the perek, Vayosha Hashem es David b'chol asher halach. Hashem gave victory to David everywhere he went. The remainder of the perek describes the establishment of David's kingdom and the staff that he put into place. Yoav was the commander of the army, Yehoshaphat was the chronicler, and the scribe was Shavsha. Tzadok and Avimelech are listed as the Kohanim. The Kohen Gadol at the time was actually Aviasar, who is not listed here. Tzadok and Avimelech's roles were as follows. Matsudas David says that Avimelech was the skan, the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, and Tzadok was the Mashuach Melchama, the Kohen who was appointed to go out to war with the army to inspire and encourage them before battle. Benayahu ben Yehoyada is listed as being in charge of the Krasi and Plasi. We discussed that earlier. That's either some sort of warriors or the Urim V'Tumim, or he was in charge of the Sanhedrin, the high court. And David's sons are also listed as being first in line beside him to support him. To conclude this parak, I want to revisit a pasuk from the middle of the parak. The pasuk reads, Vayimloch David al kol Yisrael, Vayihi oseh mishpatu tzedakah b'chol amo. David reigned over all of Israel, and he executed justice and righteousness to all of his people. There are two important points I want to make regarding this pasuk. One is that David HaMelech is often presented, rightly so, as a man of war. And he was a man of war. He fought valiantly and heroically to defend Israel and to set the stage for the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Shlomo's time. But as we mentioned in an earlier parak, the picture of David HaMelech as a man of war is only a sliver of who he was. Our pasuk, Vayimloch David al kol Yisrael, Vayihi oseh mishpat tzedakah l'chol amo, and David reigned over all of Israel, doing justice and righteousness, precedes the next pasuk, which talks about the appointment of David's officers, Yoav and Avishai and all those people. Rashi says, Mishpat utzdaka, mashach atzmo melihilachem od umilatzes ulavo obimelchama. Rashi tells us that at some point, David HaMelech stepped back from the military role, handing over the mantle to his commanders, and he himself sat and judged Israel with righteousness. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Tes, uses these back-to-back psukim as a model for the way in which community members with different roles are interconnected. The Gemara says, Ilmale David lo asa Yoav melchama, Vilmale Yoav lo asak David batora. Dichtiv vayhi David oseh mishpat utzdaka l'chol amo v'yov ben Tzruya al hatzava. Ma tam David oseh mishpat utzdaka l'chol amo mishem di Yoav al hatzava. Uma tam Yoav al hatzava mishem di David oseh mishpat utzdaka l'chol amo. The Gemara tells us, were it not for David, Yoav could not have waged war. And were it not for Yoav, David could not have engaged in Torah. Quoting our pasuk, what is the reason David executed justice and righteousness? Because Yoav was over the army. And what is the reason Yoav was over the army? Because David executed justice and righteousness. In other words, we all need each other. We all complement each other. The second point I wanted to highlight in this pasuk is that this pasuk speaks to the underlying theme of the entire sefer. The pasuk says, "Vayimloch David al kol Yisrael, vayhi oseh mishpat utzdak al chol amo." David reigned over all of Israel and executed justice and righteousness to all of his people. The expression "tzedaka u'mishpat," justice and righteousness, should sound familiar. In Bereishis Perek Yudches, Hashem chooses Avraham and says Avraham will become a great and abundant nation, and all the nations of the world will be blessed through him. The next pasuk explains why. Ki yadativ l'mana shir yitzaveh es banav ve'es beiso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedaka u'mishpat. Hashem says, because I know him, I know Avraham. Rashi explains, because I love him, because he will command his children and his household after him to do tzedaka and mishpat. Tzedaka u'mishpat, justice and righteousness, are the mission statement of the Jewish people. And David HaMelech's kingdom was the embodiment, the fulfillment of that mission which started with Avraham. The expression tzedaka u'mishpat appears throughout the Nevi'im as well, but not necessarily in a positive way. The people stray, and the prophets, particularly Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, and the Triaster who delivered prophecy in the years leading up to the exile and destruction, repeatedly exhort the people to restore justice and integrity, take care of the vulnerable, and get back on the track of tzedakah and mishpat. Ultimately, Yeshayahu tells us in the Haftorah that we read on Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, when we commemorate the destruction, Yeshayahu tells us, Tzion b'mishpat tipada v'shaveha b'tzedakah. Israel will be redeemed with justice, and her repentant ones with righteousness. We will be redeemed, it should be soon in our days, through a return to our mission. The foundation that began with Abraham and that was embodied in David HaMelech's kingdom will ultimately bring about the arrival of the Messianic era. This shiur is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.